GE has been gone for decades now, but another of its legacies is still very much on the minds of people who live in the neighborhoods that surrounded the sprawling GE complex. The Housatonic River flowed right through the GE property, and for nearly four decades, GE stored and buried barrels of cancer-causing chemicals like PCBs near the river's banks. What's more, GE gave contaminated soil to the people of Pittsfield to use as fill. Many people used it in their lawns and gardens, people like former GE worker Dave Gibbs.
My mom died of breast cancer. She worked at GE. My uncle died of pancreatic cancer, and he used to run the swamp, which feeds the Housatonic. My sister had both her breasts cut off because the doctor told her it would cut her chances in half. She worked at GE. There's just stories like that all through the neighborhood.
Not too long ago, Dave Gibbs had his entire lawn dug up. The contaminated soil was trucked away and clean dirt was brought in. Under agreement with the EPA, GE has also just finished the first phase of a massive cleanup of a stretch of the Housatonic River in Pittsfield. To get a look, we met up with Joe Overlock of the conservation group Trout Unlimited and Tim Gray of the nonprofit Housatonic River Initiative. Tim led us down a wooded path through a Pittsfield park to take a look at the river. We took a little walk through the woods to get to this spot. When we look through the water here, at least on this branch of the river, not on the slow-moving branch behind us, but on this branch of the river, the water's running. It looks perfectly clear. The bottom looks clean. Is that deceiving?
It's entirely deceiving because it is one of the most contaminated PCB stretches of river, not only in the country, but in the world. We knew this part of the river has been contaminated since 1976. And they denied it for many years that there was PCBs in it. About 4 or 5 years later, they found PCBs in milk in the stores in Connecticut. And when they traced it back, it came back to a farm on Eastern Lenox Road in Lenox where the cows were going down into the river and drinking the water. And it took us about 5 years to get the EPA and the Department of Environmental Protection of Massachusetts to test the West Branch. They told us this. No way there could be anything in that. When we finally got them to test it, they found PCBs up there, too.
We're standing on a sandbar between the two branches of the river. It's a sandbar that, in the spring flood, I assume would probably be covered with water. This spot has already undergone cleanup, as I understand it. What happened here?
They dredged the river. They hit bedrock, so we were trying to figure out how are they even going to attempt to clean this. You know, I used to say GE builds aircraft engines. They can clean up a little muck out of a river. They basically put two giant tubes down the middle of the river. They built a dam upstream. They funneled the river through those tubes, and the river bed became dry. They came in and excavated all the PCBs out as much as they could get. In the end, moved the pipes over 10 feet, went back in, and then cleaned underneath the pipes.
As I understand it, they've cleaned up, what, a couple of miles of the river? They've dredged a couple of miles of the river. So that's phase one. What comes next?
Well, what comes next is what EPA calls rest of river. This section from here all the way down to Woods Pond, and then at selected spots further south in Berkshire County, mainly at dams, because PCB settles out at dams.
Will this river ever be clean or clean enough from your point of view, Tim?
I hope so. I mean, that was the dream of the River Initiative. We knew we'd never get all of them out, but if you could get over 90% of them out, the risk of the PCBs would go way, way down.
Also on the riverbank with us is Joe Overlock, who's with Trout Unlimited. Let's bring him to the conversation now. Joe, thanks for coming out today.
Well, thanks for having me.
I want to ask about the Housatonic as a trout fishery. Is this a good river to fish in?
The Housatonic is a true New England gem. I mean, it's one of the most famous trout fisheries in all of New England.
So are trout fishermen generally pleased with what happened in the 2 miles here that were dredged and dug up?
For the most part.
There's something you're not happy about, though.
Well, after the dredging, the river's pretty much channelized at this point. As you can see, it's pretty much a straight ditch all the way through. Not a lot of habitat in there for trout. You know, we really want to see more riffles, more areas for oxygen to get into the water, more areas for the water to stay cooler. As you can see, there's not a lot of cover here right now. Hopefully, in the next few years, we'll have more cover like we do just to our right. You know, right now, this is all open.
It needs a gravel bank, or it needs some rocks to break up this slow flow. Is part of what you're saying.
We need overhanging trees to cool that water. The sun really warms up this section.
Let me ask you this question: Although the Housatonic is loved or beloved as a fishing haven, so to speak, does anyone eat the trout out of here?
I wouldn't advise it. I'm pretty sure there's regulations all up and down the Housatonic. Everywhere you go these days, you're going to find some kind of fish regulation, mercury levels, PCB levels. Personally, I wouldn't eat the fish anywhere out of the river.
Joe, Joe Overlock is with Trout Unlimited. Tim Gray is the executive director of the Housatonic River Initiative. Back here at our Pittsfield studio with producer Lisa Tobin. Lisa, there was a kind of dramatic moment that day that takes Joe's warning about the fish a step further. We're all down on the riverbank for this interview, and you, good producer that you are, decided to get some close-up sound of the river by getting in it.
Yeah, Bob, I did. It seemed like a good idea.
You took your shoes off, you took a step into the water, and tell us what happened then.
Well, just as I've stepped in, it occurs to me that maybe I should ask these guys if this is safe. And so I turn around to ask, and just the look on their faces, they're obviously thinking, what is this woman doing? They both, in very clear terms, told me this was not a good idea and I should really get out of the river.
And it's because although the place you stepped into the river had been part of the cleanup, we were actually right on the border, right where the cleanup stopped, and just a few feet downstream, the river bottom was still very contaminated.
Yeah. The good news, Bob, is that we did get some good pictures out of it. And you can see them on our website, WBUR.org.